Jordan, what a day we have had as well. The man certainly on the move over the course of the afternoon, and the man that loved Knock Alley was fastest both times over it, and he ended the day being fastest on Cairnhill and on Gary Gordon as well. Matt Edwards certainly on the pace. The three times British champion is making a big statement here on day two of the Donegal Rally, while at the head of the field, Callum Devine's advantage over Josh Moffat has been cut to 4.7 seconds. Devine, of course, trailed Moffat going into day two, but now that has been reversed and Devine has a very, very slender advantage as they head to the final day on Sunday. So then, Matt Edwards and David Moynihan in the Bradley Group Volkswagen Polo GTI R5 setting a time of 5 minutes 12.7 seconds on the third run over Gary Gort, stage 14, the final stage of the day, day two, and they were 5 seconds quicker than anybody else in the field. That second quickest time went to Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes in their Hyundai i20, 5 minutes and 17 seconds dead. Elsewhere, Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan, they looking at the times, it seems they had the third fastest time of 5:19.6 in that polo to continue at the front. Sam Moffat and Keith Moriarty, well, what they're trying to do is keep Matt Edwards off their tail in third position. 5 minutes 20.2 for the former two-time winner of the Donegal. And Rory Kennedy, they had a time of 5 minutes 24.5 and they wrap up the top five. So then, let's get some reaction from the leading crews coming up. I've been speaking Gary Jennings, Matt Edwards, Sam Moffat, Callum Devine, but first up, Josh Moffat as he came off the end of the last stage.
Josh, the end of day two, how was that run around Gary Gord for you?
Yeah, it was a lot nicer, to be fair. Very dry in places there, so we're just happy to be at the end of day two at Donegal. So
yeah, you're happier with the last loop. Obviously, you were quickest, second quickest in Cairnhill behind Matt. So you're a wee bit more content now than what you were earlier in the day.
Yeah, I suppose we changed a few things in service there, probably the tyre being the biggest one. So we've pulled back a bit of time on Callum there, so we're pretty happy.
What's it sitting at now?
I don't know,
about five seconds.
And listen, you know yourself, anything can happen on a Sunday. There's another big day to come tomorrow.
That's for sure. There's another full day's rallying, so look, at anything could happen yet.
Okay, the best of luck tomorrow. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
There you go, the defending champion Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, of course, on board calling the notes, chipping away at Callum Devine's advantage, which is now down to around 5 seconds. Callum, you've got through day two. What's the feeling like now, the leader of Donegal?
We've dropped a bit of time to Josh and the boys here on them last two stages, so we couldn't be happier. But as I say, look, we're happy to be in the lead. There's a big day's rally in the morning.
Yeah, big day's rally, and you would have took this first thing this morning, so you would have.
Exactly. Hey, look, I think we were near enough to see him back off Josh this morning, so now we've got that now, to our lead now. So, look, hey, it's been good racing all day, hey, and we're looking forward to tomorrow.
Yeah, big day to come tomorrow. There's six big classics in there.
Yeah, six big stages. So, yeah, look, it all depends now on the weather, hopefully, and hopefully it stays dry and we'll have a big good cut at it tomorrow.
Okay, the best of luck, thanks for talking to us.
Cheers, Rossi, cheers.
There you go, Callum Devine, the rally leader, by about 5 seconds unofficially. We've got Sam Moffat, who sits in third position overall. Sam, how was that final loop of the day for you?
Well, Ashton, yeah, no, good. We played it safe on the tyre choice there, like a few, and there's one man in particular coming hard behind me, so hopefully we're still third tonight and leaving it for a good battle tomorrow. So definitely we're stuck in a race for third at the minute.
Yeah, and listen, a couple of big stages tomorrow that you know well.
Yeah, I know well. Hopefully that works to my advantage. We can push on, but looking forward to it.
Okay, the best of luck. Thanks, Sam.
Thanks, Ashton. Thanks.
There you go. That's Sam Moffat, two-time winner, of course, of the Donegal International Rally. The first of those was 10 years ago. Coming up next to me is Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy. Gary's, of course, got two titles to his name. Gary, how was that for you? Last run around Gary Gordon?
Yeah, we just rode together with the rest of the people with their own tyres on. There's definitely a slick, but we had a wet tyre on. It's like driving in forest. They were sliding about lock to lock, everyone. That's not the fastest way. It might be the best way to spectate, but no, we're glad to get here. Reset our minds for tomorrow morning now.
Yeah, because as the boys were saying, there's big stages tomorrow, as you know, to come.
Big stages tomorrow, and we know Matt Edwards behind us there had the right tyre on, so imagine he'll be a lot closer to these boys than they're expecting tomorrow. So yeah, there's a big battle at the front.
Okay, good luck tomorrow.
Thanks very much.
There you go, that's Gary Jennings alongside him, Rory Kennedy, of course. We're going to let Gary go and have a quick word with Miriam Evans. We'll just hold him up for a minute because the car's, of course, heading back now to Parc Fermé. So, Miriam, the end of day two, how would you sum up the day for you?
Yeah, okay. Bit of a compromise with the tyres all day for us, to be honest. It would be nice to maybe get on something a little bit harder for this loop, but it's just the weather's changed so much, it's been hard. But we've closed into Gary, so hopefully we can have a go at getting past him tomorrow now.
Yeah. What do you want out of tomorrow then?
We were sixth going into Sunday last year and we finished third, so if that could happen it would be great, but it maybe lightning won't strike twice, but yeah, it would be nice to climb one or two places anyway.
Okay, good man, thanks for talking to us. There you go, Welshman Miriam Evans, of course. And up next we've got the man on the charge. We have three-time British champion Matt Edwards. He's got this polo singing, so he has. Were you quickest in there in Gary Gordon, were you?
Yeah, I think we're probably about five from Josh, but yeah, just really happy to have got the feeling back with the car, and you know, fair play to everyone in the team and Pirelli. They've worked behind the scenes to get everything sorted, you know, from the problems yesterday. And I'd have been very miserable going home with the feeling I had yesterday, but today we're happy. We've had a great day, and Knockalla is the Donegal stage for me, I think.
Yeah. Listen, you had a brilliant second half to the day, so you didn't. And we all seen what we came to watch with Matt Edwards. What can you do now? Tomorrow there's a few boys in front of you, so there is.
Yeah, there's still a few in front. I'll just keep trying to do the same. Keep adapting to the conditions and doing what we try and do best.
Yeah, it's good to see you smiling again. Good man.
Thank you. Cheers.
All right, Dave Moynan on the board calling the notes as well. He's certainly been the man of the second half of the day.
There's no doubt about that. Matt Edwards is on a charge here in Donegal. Fastest over Knockalla on both runs. Fastest in Cairn Hill and fastest in Garrigard to end the day's action here on day two of the Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally. So then, let's take a look at the top 10 unofficially before we get some reaction from the two-wheel drive men. Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan are the leaders by 4.7 seconds from Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes, the defending champions. It's the polo out in front of the Hyundai, but it's back-to-back Hyundais because Sam Moffat, the two-time winner, and Keith Moriarty are third. 38.7 seconds adrift of Josh Moffat, and coming hot on the heels behind them, Matt Edwards and David Moynihan, fourth overall in the Bradley Group Polo, and they sit 5.1 seconds adrift off Moffat. We can't wait to see what Edwards is going to do tomorrow morning. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, he always likes being out in the road early on a Sunday morning and having a good cut at it. Fifth overall in the standings for Gary, 26.7 seconds down on Matt Edwards and Moynihan ahead of them. And Gary just has a very slender 3.8 advantage over the chasing Marion Evans and Jonathan Jackson, and another off the polo has been run by the Melvin Evans Motorsport team there in sixth overall. If you're looking for some impressive drivers today, you have to include Robert Barabel and Gordon Noble in that Citroën C3. They've been very, very competitive on the timesheets. 5:21.2 was the time for Barabel in there, and Gary Gort, 7th overall, 14.1 seconds adrift of Marion Evans. And another man that was very impressive today as well, Ryan Loughran, with Donegal's Gareth Doherty on board. Of course, they won the National a number of years ago in their Escort. They're an R5 machinery this year, and he was mixing it with the top times throughout the day, particularly in the afternoon, and the likes of Knockalla and Cairn Hill. 8th overall for Ryan Loughran, 25.8 they set adrift of Robert Barabel at the moment. And the top 10 is wrapped up by Jonathan Greer and Sligo man Niall Burns, who spends most of his time now in Donegal. They're 9th overall in that Citroën C3, a further 22 back. And then we've got the Derry Donegal partnership. They had problems and a puncture and a few other issues throughout the day. They dropped from 5th to 10th, but they're still in the rally. Desi Henry and Paddy Robinson wrapping up the top 10, and they sit 30.9 seconds adrift off Johnny Greer. So then, outside of that, 11th overall, Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore in the Darien T90 GTR, leading class 14. They are the top two-wheel drive car in the rally at the moment by a considerable amount. Gareth McKeel and Brian Murphy are 12th overall in the R5 Polo, 18 seconds down on Gallagher. Jason Mitchell and Paddy McCrudden are 13th. overall, 56.1 behind Aidan Ray and Martin Brady, 14th overall, another 3.2 adrift. Then we have Kevin Eaves and Chris Melley in 15th position, a further 7.5 off the pace of Ray. And again, we're going to try and do the maths as we talk here. Kevin Gallagher is on 1 hour 40, 155.3. Kevin Eaves is on 1 hour 43, 20.4. So there's about a minute and 25 seconds between Kevin Eaves and Kevin Gallagher. Gallagher well out in front in that two-wheel drive category. 16th overall and 28th pace of Eaves is the man third in the category, Damien Tourish and Donald McAlinney in the escort. Joseph McGonigal and Kieran Gainey are 17th in the R5 Fiesta. James Ford and Neil Shanks are 18th, with Ryan Caldwell and Arthur Cairns sitting in their Skoda 19th. And David Moffat and Martin Connolly make it three Moffats in the top 20 as they wrap up the top 20 and 20th position. Now, just outside of that, actually, I see a Donegal man here, Declan Boyle and Patrick Walsh. It's been a difficult day for Declan Boyle, who was hanging around the edge of the top 20. He lost a lot of time over the last couple of stages, and unfortunately, he's dropped out now of the top 20. Also still going, John Boner and Johnny Baird. Johnny Jordan, Gary McNairn still in the rally, as is Patrick McHugh and Porrig O'Donnell. Kyle McGettigan and Dale McGettigan are also still competing.
Kevin Gallagher, it's the end of day two. It's the end of the day down in your home patch. And my God, you made a big statement today. What's the advantage out now at the end of the day? It's a minute and what, 20-odd, 30-odd?
I'm not right sure, to be honest. It's something around that minute 20 or something. Yeah. So, no, we have a good cushion there now. So we can kind of watch ourselves hopefully tomorrow and get her home to the rampants on the Sunday evening.
Yeah. Were you on full throttle all day, were you?
We were pushing, but the stages are that, the grip's that inconsistent. It's hard to commit and push. But look, you're always, when the stages are like that, you're leaving a little bit of time behind you. But no, we're going as hard as we can safely.
Yeah. Well, listen, you do have a massive advantage, but you know yourself, you can't become complacent tomorrow.
No, that's it. We'll keep going, because you can keep the concentration when you're pushing on a bit too. So it's a good enough job.
The best of luck tomorrow.
Cheers, thank you.
There you go, the two-wheel drive leader and the defending champions. We have got Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore. We'll just quickly get a word with Kevin Eaves, who's been trying to stay on the tail of Kevin Gallagher throughout the day, and he's trying to hold on to his own tail as well. There's a bit of damage at the back there, Kevin.
We were kind of banging a hedge there on Cairn Hill. We're stupid braking a slow corner, just clipped the bank outside, done a bit of damage to the quarter. So, we're happy. We have a bit of a buffer to Damien. Kevin's kind of his own thing, to be truthful, today we always do.
How difficult is it to stick with him down this part of the country?
You just won't. The reality is, you put him up over Nakala and that thing, and it's just, I think, sure, it's just, you'll just not chase him. Yeah. We're sitting here looking for scraps, just.
Well, listen, you had your problems before on Saturdays of the Donegal Rally. You're now going into the Sundays here.
We're happy to get this far, and to be on the, I'd say this is the first time in 4 or 5 years we're on the competitive edge, got into the last day, you know. We're dying second to Kevin, so we're very happy here.
Okay, good luck tomorrow. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Ashley.
There you go, Kevin Eaves, and alongside him, Chris Melley, currently second in the two-wheel drive category. As we work our way up to talk to Damien Tourish, we'll get a quick word with Damien, who's third in the two-wheel drive category. Damien, you've got to the end of day two. How was that for you?
It's good now. Enjoyed it. That stage was interesting now, in a full set of wets and a bone dry road there, so good enough run through it. But the sliding about the grand.
Yeah. But listen, you're still in with the shout in this. Yes, Kevin has a big lead, but yourself and Kevin Eaves very much in contention, because if anything happens up front, you know you're going to be there or thereabouts.
Well, that's whenever the battle could start, if something happens to Kevin up front, but hopefully nothing will happen and everybody will make it to the end. I'm happy enough for now.
Okay, we'll talk to you in the morning again.
Thanks, Oshie.
So there you go, that's Damien Tourish speaking to me at the end of Special Stage 14. Believe it or not, for the first time today, I can feel a bit of heat in my back. The sun is out between the clouds. We did, of course, have a lot of rain throughout the day, and some heavy showers as well, particularly over Knockalla. But the sun late in day two of the rally is coming through the clouds here, and it's starting to look a wee bit more like what it did for the last 2 weeks in the northwest. Apologies about the drop out there. We were, of course, telling you about how the cars were ferrying out throughout the rest of the field, and some of the local men who were still involved in this event. We've come to the end of the day after a dramatic day's rallying. 118 stage kilometres was completed by the leading crews. The cars are still continuing to filter through here at the end of the stage, but there's still another day to come tomorrow, and what a day we are expecting. The big classics of High Glen, Atlantic Drive and Fana, they will be done twice. Six stages tomorrow, we will be crowning our Donegal champion tomorrow afternoon, or rather evening time, around about 6 o'clock. They'll be due back in Letterkenny tomorrow. But between now and then, there's still a lot of stage kilometres and competitive action to take place. But the man who's in control at the minute, leading to the action tomorrow, is Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan. They are the rally leaders. They lead by 4.7 seconds from the defending champions Josh Moffat and Andy Hayes. As that brings an end to day two, we're looking forward to the action tomorrow, and you will of course be able to follow it live here on Highland and online on our website, highlandradio.com, and on our social channels as well. Back to you in the studio. Jordan, before I go, actually, the best of luck to Donegal. I've picked the rally over the Gaelic this weekend, so good luck to Donegal against Monaghan. We'll have live coverage coming up at 10 to 6 with Brendan Devaney and Martin McCure standing by.